This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, yesterday was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't actually do anything. I should have gone out. I should have taken the dog for a walk. I didn't do that.
No, it was beautiful, though. Even this morning, I'm like, it's nice.
Yeah, and it's going to be nice again today, right up to the point where it's not going to be nice today.
What?
Yeah, tonight.
Is it getting cold again?
Temperatures are going to crash this evening.
Oh, come on. I'm looking.
Tomorrow, back in the 30s with a chance for snow tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, this was fall spring.
Oh, man. I really got duped.
Yeah, you can't be fooled.
I really did. I thought that we were in it.
No, no way. No way we're in it yet.
Oh, man. Once I saw that grass peeking out in my yard and now there's no snow at all, I was like, we are in the home stretch, baby.
You can't trust it. You can't trust it at all.
When is officially spring going to be here?
Well, who knows? Because there's fall spring and then there's, how many more winters will we have? We could have two more.
What?
Like, who knows?
Oh, my gosh. Like, I know I grew up here. I know that this should not be new information to me, but it's still alarming. Like, my body is ready for spring.
Just don't let your guard down.
I'm doing my best.
Last night, the president spoke, and we're not going to get into all of that because you either watched it or you didn't, and you either liked what you heard or you didn't like what you heard. But one of the buzzwords that has been going around, especially the past few weeks, has been tariffs.
Oh, yeah.
We've heard about tariffs. Everybody's talking about tariffs. And I really don't have an opinion on that, or at least I'm not going to share it right here. But one thing that does sort of make me happy is that there's a particular clip that is being circulated on social media right now that whenever I see it, I will stop and I will watch it because it brings up immense nostalgia.
You want to know what's hilarious?
What's that?
I know the exact clip that you're talking about.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It's an oldie but a goodie.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the... Anyone?
The Great Depression.
Great Depression passed the... Anyone? The tariff bill. The Hawley-Smoot
tariff
Act,
bill.
Which... anyone raised or lowered?
Raised.
Tariffs. In an effort to collect more revenue for the federal government. Did it work? Anyone know the effects? It did not work, and the United States sank deeper into the Great Depression.
Oh, I just love that clip. I mean, I that movie is probably one of the most quotable movies for
anyone?
Me.
Anyone?
I remember when that movie came out, when Ferris Bueller's Day Off came out, and I rented that movie because back then there were no movies on demand.
Right.
You had to rent your movie from Blockbuster Video, and then you would have it for a couple days. I think I watched it like 15 times.
Are you serious?
In one weekend because I loved it so much.
It's a classic.
Absolutely.
Iconic.
And I made Will watch it like a year ago.
Oh, you did?
And he loved it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that he was into it.
Yeah, so talking about tariffs, that's what runs through my head whenever we're talking about tariffs.
So if you don't have anything to do later on today, maybe we all give Ferris Bueller's Day Off an extra playthrough.
Why not? I would love to go to Blockbuster Video today.
Yeah, are there any of those around here anymore?
All right, coming up this morning, we've got good vibes. We have Am I the Bleep Hole a little bit later on. And, of course, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We'll play at 7:55 and 8:55 for some fantastic prizes.
More Q104 next.
It's Q104. So what else happened last night?
LeBron, open three. Got it! 22 seasons, 40 years of age. LeBron James, 50,002 points.
50,000 points.
50,000?
LeBron freaking James.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
There it is.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the pride of Akron right there.
That is crazy.
I scored 9 points total, I think, when I was in high school. LeBron, 50,000 points in his career. That's pretty amazing.
You know what, Bill? Maybe one day you'll get there.
216-474-0104. That is how you reach the Q Morning Show, either by phone or by text. We have good vibes on the way this morning. LeBron hitting 50,000, that's a good vibe. What's going on in your world?
What's making you happy?
Yeah, what's bringing you some joy this morning? Hopefully you can find something and share with us. 216-474-0104. Good vibes on the way.
Wake up. Wake up.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected. I wake up with them every morning.
Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Tom in Elyria, what's your good vibe this morning?
Today is my son's 15th birthday.
Woo! 15?
Yes, indeed.
15. Oh, watch out. So he's getting his temps this year.
Yes, I know. Seems like just yesterday you're in the delivery room and now here he is.
Oh my gosh. That's going to be Bill soon.
I'm supposed to be off social media. I'm not supposed to be on social media. And I am still somehow gravitating towards these videos of parents that take their teenage kids out driving for the first time. And I am horrified. I'm horrified by the things that I'm seeing. It's like they're supposed to stop at a stoplight and they slam into the car in front of them or they don't stay in their lane and they sideswipe another car. Like, this is all on video. Like, I watch these videos and it terrifies me of having a teenage driver in my house.
Have you guys gone driving at all?
No, we have not.
No.
No,
okay.
Don't.
No, not ready to take that step yet. He's still my 14-year-old, you know? I mean, I'm not ready for that step yet.
My mom, when I was learning how to drive, she took me to a cemetery to learn to drive because you can't kill anyone there.
Okay, good point.
That's true. So you just drive on the, what is it? There's little roads in there.
Yeah, there's like little roads throughout the cemetery. So she's like, everybody's already dead. So this is a pretty safe place to do it.
So you just circled through the cemetery and just drove the winding roads.
That's literally where I learned to drive. Yes.
Oh, there's a pro tip for you there.
Yep.
All right.
Well, tell him happy birthday. What's his name?
His name is TJ.
Happy birthday, TJ, the big 15.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's 216-474-0104. Good vibes every morning at 6:55 on the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Nice to have you with us this morning. Enjoy it. Enjoy it being nice right now because it's going to get cold. Temperatures are going to crash tonight. going to be chilly. We're talking snow possible tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
This is fall spring right here. We still have a little bit of winter left.
Fool's spring, and I am the fool.
So there is a meme that has been going around that I've seen it a few times, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it said something like, the biggest lie that Friends, the TV show Friends, ever taught us was that friends have breakfast together every morning before work.
Oh my gosh, wait, I never thought about that, but yes.
Well, it was so easy for them because Monica and, what's her name? Monica and Rachel were in one apartment and Chandler was just across the hall. Why Ross and Phoebe showed up for breakfast in the morning makes no sense to me because they didn't live in the same building.
Yeah, but even if I did live in the same building as my friends, I'm sorry. Even if I worked normal hours, we are not waking up early to have a little kiki coffee and breakfast at 7 a.m. Give me a break.
If I lived in the same building, I might, because how is that different than dorm life?
I mean, I guess that's what I'm basing it on, is I never did that while I was in a dorm.
You liked your sleep.
Yeah, I wanted to sleep as long as I could.
Well, there's an article that I'm reading here that talks about this same thing, about how friends just don't have breakfast with friends before work. Adults don't do this. There's some other things that they added to this list. Adults do not have unlimited free time.
Mm.
Is that what you thought when you watched Friends, that they had unlimited free time? I didn't think that.
I mean, I rarely saw them work. I know that they all had quote unquote jobs, but we didn't see them work that much. So I don't know how Rachel was paying her rent working at the Central Perk.
Well, let's see. Chandler worked in that office building, and Joey was an actor, and then you would see Ross at the museum occasionally. But they did sit around a lot and
hang
out.
Yeah, like a lot.
I mean, every day they were hanging out at the coffee shop. This one, I think this is 90s TV shows in general. I don't think it's just Friends, but it says, it's not normal to crawl through someone's window unannounced. But you do see that on TV shows
a lot. You really do. Yeah, that's not something that you do very often.
No, and I think it's really just, it's not realistic because here in Northeast Ohio, we have a lot of, I mean, most of the bedrooms are on the second floor.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. It's hard to get up there.
Right.
You know, if you lived like somewhere like in Arizona or somewhere where you have more ranch style housing.
Yeah, even California, it's all, because when you have earthquakes, I think that's, like, they don't tend to have two floors.
Perhaps it's easier to crawl through somebody's window in a ranch-style house.
I would think so.
It's not normal for everyone to leave their doors unlocked. Because I guess that was a Friends thing where the apartment doors were always unlocked and they were just running in and surprising each other and catching each other in unique situations.
I guess, but really, they did that on Full House a lot, too. I remember Kimmy Gibbler just, like, coming in the house. And I'm like, how did she get here? Who left that door open?
Yeah. No, yeah. That's something. I mean, maybe even growing up, like in the 80s, like I did, we would leave our doors unlocked even at night. Like I remember in the house, the house that we grew up in, because it was, I mean, again, this is just my situation, but we lived in a farmhouse and we had no neighbors.
Oh, well, yeah. So who are you locking the door to keep out?
I think that's why my parents felt safe about leaving the doors unlocked.
Right.
Last thing on this list, just the fact that either Friends or 90s TV shows, they led us to believe that adults have friends, that they see each other every day. But that's not true. We don't. And I was thinking about that. I have seen my best friend in the world, Kevin. I have seen him one time in the past 3 months. And that was for lunch just last week.
Yeah, that sounds like adulting.
I saw him in mid-December. Right before the holidays, and then we went until last week without seeing each other. I mean, we text, we keep in touch that way, but
it's just hard to get together all the time, let alone every day like they do on Friends.
Yeah, and especially as you get older, you know, you have friendships and you want to curate those friendships and maintain them, but then in your own house, you keep adding these humans to the house and you're just there's just more people to worry about.
You're like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, it's really true. It's sad, but
yeah,
the 90s
really misled me, television-wise. They had me thinking that adulthood would look completely different than it actually does.
All right. Am I the Bleephole on the way this morning? I forget who's... I don't have her name in front of me, but she's going to join us, whoever this is. She listens to the show, and something... She's thinking about something in her life that... Is it either she said something or she did something, and now she wants us to tell her, am I the Bleephole? That's next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104, we'll be right back.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Am I the Bleephole? So usually what happens here is something happens in your world. Either you do something or you say something, and then it gets back to you, and then now you're second-guessing yourself. You're wondering, am I the Bleephole for what I did or for what I said? Let's go to Brandy in Avon Lake. Now, Brandy, who thinks that you're a Bleephole?
Well, you know what? I kind of think I might be the Bleephole, to be honest.
Oh, so right. You're calling yourself the potential Bleephole.
I think so, yeah.
So this segment is turning into people just want to call up. They just want us to say good things about them. It's like, no, you're not a Bleephole,
yeah,
Brandy.
They just want us to reassure them.
You're wonderful. Why would you even think that about yourself?
To be fair, most of the time, that is what we do.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Brandy?
Okay, so let me tell you my situation. All right, so I've had two kids. I've always struggled with my weight. All right, my whole life. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it gets worse after you have kids. So last year, I just had enough, and I went on Ozempic. I talked to my doctor about it. I did it the safe way. So I started the Ozempic injections, and I have seen really great results. Okay, I gained 60 pounds with both kids, struggled to get it off, went up and down, but Ozempic has really been the only thing that has helped me drop the baby weight. Mm. And to be honest with you, I really do look and feel the best I have in years. And so I'm really happy with that. But here's the thing. I have a really good friend, and she doesn't know that I've been taking Ozempic. And she keeps giving me compliments saying, oh, you look so great. It's so good. You got this weight off.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, so you haven't told her that you're on Ozempic?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Is there a reason why you haven't told her?
Well, okay. So I know, you know, a lot of people are on Ozempic or the other drugs to lose weight, and I know it's not a big deal, but I guess I'm just like a little embarrassed to tell her because she eats really naturally and she just, you know, is always talking about being really healthy. I've never seen her eat a sweet in the entire time I've known her. She doesn't eat junk food. And so she thinks that, you know, I'm kind of doing the same thing, or she keeps asking me, you know, hey, what are you doing? And let's talk. And she has said, you know, kind of offhanded to me, and she thinks, oh, Ozempic and the other drugs to lose weight are just kind of like a cop out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then every time we bring it up, I kind of just don't tell her the whole truth, you know?
Okay. I have a couple of follow-up questions. The first thing about Ozempic, I just realized I know nothing about Ozempic. Obviously, I've heard about it. I've heard jokes about it. I thought it was more like a Hollywood drug, like it was in the celebrity world.
Mm.
No. I didn't know you had to take injections for it. I thought it was like a pill.
It's an injection.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Also, for your other question, it is becoming more common. I'm seeing targeted ads for GLP-1s all the time.
Is it easy to obtain, or do you need a doctor's prescription to get it?
Well, I mean, you can, if you're like a celebrity, you can spend a lot of money and they'll give it to you. But if you're just a regular person like me, you have to go to a doctor and you have to get approved and everything.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So back to the issue at hand. Is Brandy the Bleephole for not sharing with her friend the reason for her weight loss? Do you want to cover this first? Because I have my thoughts.
I mean, Brandy, I don't think that you're the Bleephole. Because in my opinion, I think that it's your business and it's your decision to either share that information with her or not. And I don't think that you have to, but yeah, I don't think that you're a Bleephole either way.
Okay.
I agree with everything that Alyssa just said. It's none of your friend's business. However, The caveat to that, if your friend flat out asked you, are you taking Ozempic, and you lied to her about it, depending on your level of friendship, I may have an issue with it there because I don't want you to outright lie. But at the same time, it's none of her business. It really isn't. It's your decision. It's your body. And nobody has to know but except for you and your doctor.
Okay. You see, so she hasn't asked me outright, but I've kind of just been like just not telling her everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
216-474-0104. I don't think that Brandy's a bleep hole for not telling her friend that she's on Ozempic. Maybe we can get some advice on how Brandy can handle this with people that do have questions. Because there are people that are not just your friend, but other people in your life who are going to want to know how you lost the weight.
Right.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole on the Q Morning Show? It's Bill and Alyssa. Brandy from Avon Lake called in and is wondering. She hasn't actually done or said anything yet. The only thing that she's done is she admitted to us that she is on Ozempic and she is having success with it. And she has lost weight and she is pleased with the results.
She's feeling great, looking good.
But she has a friend in her life that has the friend. What comments has the friend made so far?
So she said that this friend is like kind of a health nut. Eats really healthy. I think I remember her saying that she hasn't seen this friend like ever even like eat sweets. So like very health conscious diet wise. But she did say that this friend has mentioned that she thinks that the weight loss drugs are kind of like a cop out, kind of like cheating in as far as the weight loss space.
Let's go to we're going to Avon Lake. It's Kyle in Avon Lake. Kyle, you don't know Brandy, do you?
No, I've never met Brandy. I have no idea who Brandy or her friend are.
All right. Well, I know it's a close-knit community there in Avon Lake. So
yeah, you never know.
Wanted to make sure. What are your thoughts here? Is Brandy the bleep hole? Why is she feeling a level of guilt?
Well, I just my opinion. I'm a guy, so I mean, it just kind of bothered me when I heard this because it's like I keep people with opinions on women's bodies and how they should do things and what they're doing and how they're doing it. And it's like, girl, you do you. Like, you feel healthy. You're getting all the benefits, all the other health benefits that they say. Like, it's nobody's darn business what you're doing if you're doing things in a healthy manner. And you're not doing it to lose 5 pounds before you go on spring break, for God's sake. Like, she said she put on 60 pounds with the kids. You know, people want to have opinions on whether or not you breastfed your children and if you go through menopause, are you taking, you know, hormonal supplements, are you going the natural way? Like, it's nobody's damn business. What's your relationship with your doctor? And you do you.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate you calling in this morning and for listening and for sharing that opinion.
I couldn't agree with all of that more if I tried. Yes. Yes to all of that, Kyle. I'm with you.
When a stranger asks you one of those questions, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a friend of yours who you have more of an intimate relationship where you share private thoughts and things going on in your life, does it make it more acceptable to share with your friend if you're on Ozempic? I would think that that's your choice if you want to do that or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I do think that Brandy kind of needs to rewire her brain a little bit with how she's thinking about Ozempic, though. We just got a text that I really like. This text says, Brandy is not a bleep hole. Weight loss medications are just an extra tool to use for those who struggle with losing weight. Eating healthy and exercise isn't always the answer. So I think that she really needs to kind of look at this as like, it's not a cop out. She's not cheating, but she needs to come to terms with the fact that it's an extra tool to help her.
This text comes in. I like this one. Can we normalize not having to tell anyone our medical info, medication, vaccine status, whatever? It's none of anyone's business. I agree with that.
Yeah, that's HIPAA.
Now, there are things going as I get older and I have more medical issues and I start breaking down a little bit more. I'm not necessarily going out to volunteer to my friends what's going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think certain friends I might have conversations with, and I think even like my really, really close friends know about things that are going on, but I don't, it's not stuff that I enjoy sharing at all.
Yeah, that's fair.
And now all of my friends are going to be texting me like, what's wrong with you? Why have you not, Why have you not shared?
What's going on? Is there something I should know? Yeah, you're going to start getting frantic texts.
That happens a lot. Like a half hour ago, I talked about my best friend, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
And then my friend John's like, hey, I thought I was your best friend.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Whatever I say on the show gets me in trouble sometimes.
Oh, no. Bill's going to have to hash it out tomorrow with John.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Miles Smith, Q104, The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. This kicked off this week, the Q Brew Crew.
Try saying that five times fast.
I haven't screwed it up yet, or at least that bad.
It's, the Q Brew Crew, the Q Brew Crew.
It's going to happen. So, yeah, we have teamed up with 7 Brew drive-through coffee, and we're so happy that they are on board with us, the Q Morning Show. So here's what's happening right now. How do you get to be a part of the Q Brew Crew? You can go to Q104.com, find the link right there. Just click on that. Register to win a $50 gift card to 7 Brew drive-through coffee. And then there's going to be a monthly grand prize. Now, what is that? That is myself and Alyssa showing up where you work, at your office, wherever you are, wherever you're working.
In a totally non-creepy way. We're going to come bearing gifts.
Yes, we'll let you know in advance.
Yes.
We won't pop in on you.
No.
We will arrange it so it's convenient for you and your schedule.
And we'll bring $200 worth of 7 Brew gift cards, drink vouchers, t-shirts, stickers. We'll hook you and your whole office up.
So sign up today at Q104.com. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. We're going to need another contestant in about 10 minutes or so. We have passes to the Home and Remodeling Expo coming to the IX Center very soon. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is next.
The Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa.
Good morning.
Hey.
Wake up. It's the morning process.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
on Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Melissa in Kent, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. You are next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If we are stuck in a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, what type of animal is a doe?
A deer.
Question two, who is Millie Bobby Brown's father-in-law?
Millie Bobby Brown's father-in-law, Bobby Brown Sr.
Our third question, the superhero played by the late Chadwick Boseman.
Batman.
Question four, what pizza chain used to host Book It, where you would get a free personal pizza for reading books?
Pizza Hut.
Final question, spaghetti is plural in Italian. What is the singular form of spaghetti? So a single strand is called what?
Spaghetti.
Melissa, let's get Alyssa back in the studio first.
Alyssa, will you please come on back in the studio?
Melissa, I have you down for 2 today. 2 out of 5. Maybe these were really, really difficult questions.
They were pretty challenging because I do this every day and I get a lot right.
It's Melissa in Kent. Alyssa, however, not a Flash alumni like us.
Oh, well, you're still a Kent person, so you're one of our people as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Did I just hear you say that you play all the time in the car and you usually get them all right?
I do. My son is like obsessed with this. It's like what we do on the ride, and he's been begging for me to call in. So I'm shocked that I made it through.
I'm telling you, that happens every single time.
Yeah, I'm not even going to tell you how Melissa did. She didn't do awful, but I want to put some pressure on you, Alyssa.
Okay.
So let's pretend she got all 5.
All right.
Question number 1 for Alyssa. What type of animal is a doe?
A deer.
A female deer.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Question number 2. Who is Millie Bobby Brown's father-in-law?
It's Steven Tyler, right? Is it Mick Jagger?
What?
Wait.
What is going on that you're just guessing rock stars randomly?
Millie Bobby Brown's.
Is it Bob Dylan?
Wait, I'm thinking your husband's sad. I don't know. What's the question?
Is it Bret Michaels from Poison?
Maybe.
No, it's John Bon Jovi is the correct answer.
Oh, I would have never gotten that.
Okay, what? See, I knew it was an old rock star.
Oh, let's just move on to question number 3. All right, he's the superhero played by the late Chadwick Boseman.
Black Panther?
That's correct. Question 4. What pizza chain used to host Book It, where you would get a free personal pizza for reading books?
I don't know, but I'm going to say Pizza Hut.
That is correct.
Yeah, that sounds like an old school, like, 90s era Pizza Hut. You know, with, like, the red cups?
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking... Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
That's exactly what it was. It was an honor and a privilege to get that free personal pan pizza.
Ooh.
Final question. Spaghetti is plural in Italian. What is the singular form of spaghetti? So a single strand is called what?
What?
You are Italian. You should know this, right?
It's not called spaghetti? It's
That's the plural version. Just one single strand.
Spaghetti?
I know it.
That was kind of Melissa's guess. Spaghetti. It's actually spaghetto. There's an O on the end. Spaghetto.
Huh. Okay. Well, good to know.
I'm teaching the Italians some Italian things.
Yeah, look at you go.
Okay. Final score today. I believe Alyssa got 3. Unfortunately, Melissa only had 2 correct today. So Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Those were tough questions, though.
They were pretty tough.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you there.
Sorry, Melissa, but we love that you listen. We hope you keep playing along in your car every day. We also have some tickets to the Home and Remodel Show at the IAG Center.
Awesome. Can I also let my son say hi really quick?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Hang on. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Bennett.
Hey, Bennett. How old are you?
I'm 8.
8 years old, third grade?
Yeah.
Second grade?
No, second, yeah.
Did you know the answers to those questions that we gave your mom?
Yes.
Oh. So you should have helped her out.
I know. She couldn't listen to me.
She wasn't listening to you?
If only she had listened.
Yeah. My name is Bennett, and my mom just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You're on Q104 this morning, and we're so happy that you are. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I think I'm just a bad employee. I think that's what, when you boil it down, that's what it is. I'm just a bad employee. I'm not a good team player.
No, see, now I feel like you're beating yourself up. I think that we're just a little in the dark. We did not really get proper explanation on this thing at work when we started.
And I'm hoping this is relatable to people who work in other companies and other offices.
Yeah, any sort of office. I feel like this might be a thing that other offices have.
Like a rewards program.
Right.
Okay, so here at Q104, we are owned by a company called Odyssey. And inside Odyssey, they have something called Odyssey Reward Points.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you can gift these reward points to other employees for something that they do. And the way that I know about this is because I will receive something in my email. It's from Odyssey, and it says, you've been recognized. For example, I'll pull up one of the most recent ones. I received 5 Odyssey rewards points from someone who works in our sales department, and it says, thank you for all your help with making the Q104 Brew Crew happen. So this is the new thing that we're mm-hmm. doing with 7 Brew drive-through coffee, where we want to come to your office and bring you 7 Brew drive-through coffee, and you'll get you can register to win a $50 gift card right now. It's all at Q104.com. And because
but
all this of
this
is happening.
This is not a shameless plug, I promise. This is not supposed to be a shameless plug.
But I got 5 Odyssey rewards points for my participation in that.
When really we're just doing our job.
Do you get these?
I do. I do. And I got one from probably the same salesperson that you did for Brew Crew. But yeah, I've been racking these points up, but I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with them. I actually was going to ask you, like, can I get like a...
Yeah.
Are there prizes? Like, what do these amount to?
Is it like going to like Chuck E. Cheese where you get like those little...
like the little tickets?
Yeah, the tickets you can go. There's like a gift shop where you can go redeem them for, you know, some little mini basketballs.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
And like, I also wonder, are we supposed to be giving them out regularly? Because we receive them pretty regularly from others, but I like never give them out and I kind of feel bad.
It's funny that you say that because, yes, I believe that we are supposed to be giving other people in the office rewards points.
I don't even know how to do that.
I don't either. And I went to our company page, okay? You know what I'm talking about?
You have
to sign in and put your password.
It's like our HR portal.
And I've gone there, and I've been all over that page. I can't find where you do it. Like, where do you give people points?
And now I feel like it's, like, too late to ask. I mean, Bill, you've been here, like, over 3 years.
Yeah, I'll be celebrating 3 years very soon.
Definitely too late for you to ask.
Do you think so?
I think so. I mean, like, I will hit my year in less than 2 months. So I feel like after the year, it's definitely too late to ask. So I maybe have, like, 2 more months to get some clarity on this.
I feel like this is something that they should have told us about when we were first hired. Like, hey, you're expected to give points to people around here.
Yeah, right? I know, because then I see the people in real life that gave me points, and I'm like, do I say thank you?
High five.
Thank you. It's like awkward.
Big bear hug. Thank you for those points.
It's like talking to somebody, like when you see them in person, about something that they posted on Instagram. It's just awkward.
And they're probably thinking, I gave that person points. They didn't even thank me or give me points in return.
They didn't give me anything.
I don't know. I'm concerned about it because if I get laid off tomorrow, I don't want the reason to be I didn't give enough points away because I've given away 0 points.
See, my thing is if I get laid off tomorrow, I'll just feel bad that my points didn't go to anybody, that they just went to waste.
And there's a big giant stuffed monkey somewhere like just hanging up.
Right.
That
could have been mine. If I get points, I want to have some sort of reward. What are the rewards for these rewards points?
Here's a reward that we have for you. Tickets to the The IX Center for the Home and Remodeling Show. We've got Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 8:55 this morning, the Q Morning Show. Good. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, so I gave you a little preview of what we're going to get into here. The song that was ruined for you. I'm not going to tell you my vasectomy story.
Oh. All right?
It's a really good story, but this is not the time or the place.
Okay,
perhaps
fine.
Perhaps on the podcast or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
But the reason why I was talking about it with a friend of mine had his vasectomy within the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And so we were sharing war stories.
Swapping stories.
Yes. The one thing that I wanted to focus on from my story is when I'm laying there on the table and the doctor comes into the room and he asks me, he says, he's just making conversation. I thought he's just, you know, being polite. And he's asking me a bunch of questions, but then he asked me, what's your favorite band? And I said, the Bare Naked Ladies. And then what he proceeds to do within the next few minutes is take out his iPhone, hooks it up to the Bluetooth, and during my vasectomy procedure, I had to listen to the Bare Naked Ladies' Greatest Hits album.
Oh, no.
So just Bare Naked Ladies over and over, back to back. Now, it's my favorite band. I love those songs.
But maybe not the time.
But now I associate all of them with my vasectomy procedure. Anytime I hear a BNL
How long
song.
How was it?
The procedure?
Yeah.
I don't know, 20 minutes?
Okay. Okay, so at least it wasn't like hours that you were sitting there just, it's been 1 week since you like.
Yeah, we didn't make it through the entire album.
Oh, so, well, that's good.
Just a few, 7 or 8 songs there. And
well, that's enough, though. That's enough.
But I thought it would be fun to talk about what song is now ruined for you because of something that happened.
Oh, that's a good one.
And it just happened that that song that you loved was playing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So now you associate that song with the traumatic experience in your life. Maybe it wasn't traumatic, but I don't know. But somehow the song is ruined for you now. Every time you hear that song, you think about this moment, and it's forever ruined. 216-474-0104. Is there a song like that? Q104. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Abby and Euclid's on the line. Abby, good morning.
Good morning.
So what song is now ruined for you based on the experience that you have? And I can't wait to hear about your experience. Please tell us.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, you know the song Barracuda by Heart?
Oh, you bet I do.
You know that song? Alyssa Rose, millennial.
Yes.
Who complains when I talk about anything that happened before 1993.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that song?
Because I love women.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, Abby, so how is the song Barracuda by Heart ruined for you?
Oh, my God. Okay, so back in 2018, I had to get my appendix out, and like they were giving me anesthesia or whatever, and I was knocked out for, I don't know, like then, like in the middle of the surgery, I woke up. Like they just didn't give me enough anesthesia or whatever.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but they were just blasting Barracuda for some reason in the operating room. Like I didn't know that was a thing they could do or did. And like I was just laying there on the table and like so out of it. Like I was awake, but I didn't know what was happening. So I was just like, do you guys always play music this loud when you're in surgery?
They freaked out.
Yeah. Like I guess they hadn't realized I had woken up.
Oh, they had at that point.
Yeah. Usually the surgeon doesn't have conversations with the person that they're operating on.
I guess not. But just like the panic on their face.
Oh, I'm sure.
When I woke up after surgery, I told my friend who picked me up, and she's like, no, that was a dream. I'm like, I promise. I really thought that, like, I had made it up. But when the doctors came to check on me, like, I saw that same panic on their face, and I knew it happened.
Did you ask them about it, like, post-surgery?
No. They definitely did not want to talk to me about it. But then I had that stupid song stuck in my head for the rest of the day, and now every time I hear it, all I can think about is, like, waking up while like an organ is being pulled out of me.
Oh no.
That is so crazy. First of all, the waking up during surgery is crazy.
Terrifying.
And then two, you're probably a little disoriented, and then you hear them blasting music. Do you want your surgeon blasting classic rock music while you're being operated on? I don't know. I mean, I guess if it relaxes them.
Yeah. I mean, sure. If jamming out a little bit is going to help them out in the OR, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I like to listen to music when I get things done.
So what happens? They're freaking out. Do they just give you more anesthesia and then finish the surgery?
Oh, yeah. It gets really, like, really spotty after that, right?
Right.
So all I remember is them looking at me, panicking, and then, like, a few seconds later, it was night time until I woke up.
And then the surgeon's like, okay, she's out again. All right. Crank it back up!
Oh, no.
You're going to re-traumatize her.
Why?
Let's get that appendix right now!
Oh, no. There we have it. We can't take it again.
Thank you, Abby, for calling in and sharing that with us. That was great.
I'm glad my trauma could help.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. New album from Lady Gaga dropping on Friday. As far as I know, Lady Gaga is not playing Firefest 2025. Who knows who is?
Yeah, there's nobody confirmed for it, but apparently this thing is supposedly happening.
Okay, let's get you caught up on this in case you're not following this.
Yeah.
As closely as what? Not even me. I mean, Alyssa is following this pretty closely.
I'm fascinated with Fyre Festival. It was just so bad in 2017.
I remember seeing the documentary. And I believe there were multiple documentaries.
Oh, yeah. There was a documentary on Hulu and one on Netflix.
Okay. I think I saw the Netflix one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, you know, you bought the really expensive tickets. I mean, really, this was a concert for, like, super rich kids.
Super rich kids.
Because they were super expensive.
I mean, like, we're not even talking, like, a Bonnaroo ticket. We're talking thousands and thousands of dollars for one ticket.
And that's not including you had to fly to the Bahamas and everything else. But when they got there, everything that was promised about Fyre Fest just did not happen. The accommodations weren't right. They had crappy food.
You're really underselling it. The accommodations weren't right because there were no accommodations.
They had tents.
There wasn't even enough tents set up for people to all sleep in.
It was a nightmare, and this guy, Billy McFarland, ended up going to jail for a long time, I believe.
Well, apparently not that long because he's out now.
And he's promoting Fyre Fest 2. And he says it's happening May 30th through June 2nd. And it's supposed to happen off the coast of Cancun on a place called Isla, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Isla Mujeres.
Okay.
However, the authorities for Isla Mujeres have come out and issued a statement, and they have said, we have no knowledge of this event nor contact with any person or company about it. For us, this is an event that does not exist. And this is supposed to be something that's happening in May.
Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise.
What is up with this Billy McFarland? Does he want to go back to jail again? This is crazy.
Just give it up. Like, what? And it's crazy, too, to even try to do Fyre Fest 2. Like, Fyre Fest 1 has quite a reputation. At least change the name. At least. Just clean slate it. Start over.
I'm hooked now. I'm fascinated. What is going to happen with this?
You want to know what's even crazier, though? Back in 2017, I was having FOMO. I was like, I wish I was there to just be part of this insanity. I'm not saying that I'm going to buy a ticket. I couldn't even if I wanted to. But, like, I would love to be a fly on the wall just to see what happens, just to see how bad it is.
Yeah, I'm invested. I really want to know as well. Okay, coming up after 9 this morning, we have tickets for you to see The Offspring this summer at Blossom Music Center. So hang on for that. And we've got Alyssa's College of Knowledge as well. So one more time to take down Alyssa today. We'll need a contestant in about 10 minutes.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Jessica in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
So you think you can take Alyssa down?
I'm hoping so.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here is question number 1, Jessica. What hospital has been named the second best hospital in the world.
University Hospital.
Question two. What is the name of the pirate in Peter Pan?
The pirate, Captain Hook?
Our third question, Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds, was an 80s song mostly associated with what movie?
I have no idea.
Our fourth question today, the name of the movie from 1999, where one of its storylines was Paul Finch hooking up with Stifler's mom.
American Pie.
And our last question, what do you call a baby horse?
A calf.
All right, Jessica, let's get Alyssa back in the studio right here.
Alyssa, come on back in the studio.
I think these were some tough questions today. So let's see how Alyssa does compared to you. She's on her way back into the studio.
Okay.
Shutting the door quietly. One day you should just slam the door when you come in.
Right.
Like you're all fired, like you're coming in hot.
Like I'm mad.
Yeah, like
there
you're
you
ready to take on Jessica in Cleveland.
Oh, good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
I am not going to tell you how Jessica did today. I just want to keep the pressure on. So are you ready for your five questions?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Here's question number one. What hospital has been named the second best hospital in the entire world?
Let's go Cleveland Clinic.
It is the clinic.
World-class care.
Question two. What is the name of the pirate in Peter Pan?
Captain Hook.
Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds is an 80s song mostly associated with what movie?
The Breakfast Club.
The name of the movie from 1999 where one of its storylines was Paul Finch hooking up with Stifler's mom.
American Pie.
Will she go 5 for 5? Ooh. What do you call a baby horse?
A pony.
I'm sorry, it's a foal. F-O-A-L, a foal.
Oh, that was a trick question.
It's not really a trick question. It's what it is. It's a foal.
A pony is also a baby horse.
I think that anybody who guesses a pony is a fool. When I was looking, the answer was foal, and you're a fool for not answering foal.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, let's see. You went 4 for 5. Unfortunately, Jessica only went 2 for 5.
Ow, Jessica.
So Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge. However, Jessica, thank you for calling in this morning. Thank you for playing. We do have some tickets to the Cleveland Home and Remodel Show at the IX Center for you.
Nice. Thank you. My name is Jessica, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.